The Wonders of His Providence by Charles Spurgeon. From Esther Defeats Her Enemies. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Proverbs 16, verse 9. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs 19, verse 21. A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way? Proverbs 20, verse 24. Do not judge divine providence in little pieces. It is a grand mosaic and must be seen as a whole. The Lord's wisdom is seen in arranging the smallest events so as to produce great results. We frequently hear people say of a pleasant or a great event, "What a providence! This is the finger of God," while they are silent as to anything which appears less important or has an unpleasant savor. But the place of the flower upon the hillside is as fixed as the station of a king, and the dust which is raised by a cartwheel is as surely steered by divine providence as the planet in its orbit. There is as much providence in the creeping of an insect upon a rose leaf as in the marching of an army to ravage a continent. Everything, the most minute as well as the most magnificent, is ordered by the Lord, who has prepared his throne in the heavens, whose kingdom rules over all. Whatever the event may be, the attentive eye will as clearly see the Lord's providential hand. I am sure that God is in the world, yes, and is at my own fireside, and in my chamber, and manages my affairs, and orders all things for me, and for each one of his redeemed children. We need no miracles to convince us of his working. The wonders of his providence are as great marvels as miracles themselves. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28.